to Suffolk and certainly to Rob Ritchie and the Center for making it possible for us to have this very important discussion. And I bring you greetings on behalf of the National Organization for Women and our 560,000 contributing members across the country who are devoted to women's rights, civil rights, and human rights as a broad-based agenda for progress. I spent the first 33 years of my life in Louisiana, so I grew up hearing stories about Fannie Lou Hamer and often get a chance to join her in being sick and tired of being sick and tired. But if she were with us today, she might be saying that she was sick and tired of being tricked and fired, or maybe duped and outsourced.
Wow.
U.S. women spent 72 years of ceaseless campaigning to win the right for women to vote in this country. And it is one of our most precious rights. There are few things more precious than the right to cast a secret ballot, have that ballot counted, and have the results of that ballot honored. In the 2000 elections, we had only one of those three. And I'm not entirely sure about the secret part with John Ashcroft in charge of the Justice Department. Yet with those rights in place, with a secret ballot, all the ballots being counted, and the results of the ballot being implemented, we can guarantee, as a people, all of our other rights. You'll hear from all of the experts today on voting and democracy. And to start it off, I'm going to introduce a man with a plan. A plan to make it impossible for any state legislature to defy the votes cast by the people of that state and choose electors for a different candidate. And better yet, it would enshrine in the Constitution a guarantee, something a lot of us thought already existed. I certainly thought that as I was growing up in Louisiana, that there really was one person, one vote. Fannie Lou Hamer would be proud. I am proud to introduce Representative Jesse L. Jackson, Jr., who has long been an activist for voting rights, working to ensure that each and every one of us has the freedom to cast that ballot and the freedom to voice our concerns to a representative government and to have that government respond to and address those concerns. Born in 1965 in the midst of a voting rights struggle, Representative Jackson spent his 21st birthday in a jail cell in Washington, D.C., with some members of my organization for taking part in a protest against apartheid at the South African embassy. Prior to his congressional service, Representative Jackson served as the national fielder of the National Rainbow Coalition, where he instituted a national nonpartisan voter registration program that registered millions of new voters. He's the co-author of several books, including A More Perfect Union, Advancing New American Rights. I particularly appreciate the chapter on constitutional equality for women. Hint, we don't have it. The only right specifically granted to women in the Constitution, as Representative Jackson points out, is the right to vote, which we didn't win until 1920. And we are granted no other rights in the United States Constitution. This very accomplished leader graduated magna cum laude in business administration, has a master's degree in theology, and a law degree. But the most important degree he has is one that can't be bestowed on you. You have to earn your degree in leadership. You can't learn it through hard work and dedication to others. Please join me in welcoming a great leader, Congressman Jesse L. Jackson, Jr.